This is your news roundup from WCMU. I'm Amy Robinson. Michigan is seeing some progress today in the fight against COVID-19, but as Steve Carmody reports, the pandemic continues to exact a toll.
Michigan added more than 5,000 COVID-19 cases on Sunday and Monday, bringing the state's total number of confirmed cases to nearly 850,000 since the pandemic began over a year ago. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus launched a campaign this week to get more African Americans vaccinated against COVID. Democratic Representative Brenda Lawrence says black and brown communities are trailing others in Michigan.
We have to get those numbers up. And we know that we're fighting against this thing called vaccine hesitancy.
As of Monday, 50% of Michiganders age 16 and up have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. I'm Steve Carmody.
Michigan health officials are banking on residents getting vaccinated as a way to end the COVID-19 pandemic in the state. Last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said mask and gathering restrictions would be lifted once the state's adult population reached a 70% vaccination rate. Getting there could be a problem. The city of Detroit's rate for vaccinations has lagged behind that of surrounding counties. In a recent national poll, 43% of Republicans said they would not be getting immunized. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist today said it's important that people do.
What we and others around the country have observed is that the thing that moves a person to choose to get vaccinated is hearing from someone who they know about why it is so important, about why they chose to get vaccinated. That means that every person who has not yet chosen to get vaccinated is one conversation away from making that choice.
Republicans have pushed back on offering incentives, but in Detroit, the city is offering a $50 debit card to the person who drives someone to get their shot. Experimental road surfaces are getting new funding through the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Brett Dahlberg has more on that.
The state is funding efforts to find new uses for old tires. One of the projects will mix rubber from recycled tires with asphalt to pave roads. The work is split between Clare and Bay counties. Dwayne Rogers manages the Clare County Road Commission. He says the gravel that usually gets blended with asphalt might seem unlimited, but there's actually a finite supply of it.
This was just a way that we can help use up some recycled tires, and instead of constantly using gravel from our pits, which is a natural resource that isn't infinite.
Rogers says the project will also keep tires out of landfills. He says this type of road surface is a bit more expensive up front, but it should save money in the long run. Rogers says that's because the rubber adds a bit of elasticity, so it can handle the freeze and thaw cycles of Michigan winters better than regular pavement. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
The Michigan Department of Education is offering an option to help school districts deal with a shortage of special ed teachers. The MDE will allow a one-year renewable waiver that enables a district to use special education teachers in a special education classroom, even if they don't have the same specialty area. The goal is to reduce the use of substitute teachers for special education. Abby Seifer heads the Michigan Association of Administrators of Special Education.
I think we're being given flexibility to really put people in positions who are a right fit for the position and can support our student needs.
The school district needs to demonstrate that it's been unable to fill an open slot with a special education teacher whose specialty is a precise match. The Michigan Attorney General's office is warning people about a new scam. Testa Gaynor spoke with the office about things to look out for.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is offering funds to help pay for funeral expenses for loved ones who died of COVID-19. However, fraudsters are targeting potential funding applicants by offering to register them in an effort to steal their personal data. Lindsay McComel is the press secretary with the Attorney General's office. She says receiving a cold call about the funding is a sign of a scam.
If you're getting a call out of the blue and have not applied, people are being cold called by someone claiming to be a FEMA representative. And that is really the sign for this scam, but also any sort of government imposter scam.
McComel says FEMA will only contact you if you have applied for financial assistance to pay for a loved one's funeral expenses. Testa Gaynor, WCMU News.
The Detroit Charter Revision Commission is criticizing Governor Whitmer for objecting to proposed changes in the rules for governing Detroit. Quinn Kleinfelter explains.
The commission is rewriting Detroit's governing charter to change everything from how the city's police chief and corporation council are appointed to how utility rates are adjusted. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says an analysis by the Michigan Attorney General's office found severe legal deficiencies in the proposal, and that the changes could ultimately force the state to again oversee Detroit's finances. Now the commission alleges in a statement that state officials are basing their analysis on what it calls unreliable information supplied by Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's office, and that other concerns involve, quote, minor clarifications in the language and non-legal issues. The charter revision could be presented as a ballot proposal in Detroit's August elections. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
A Detroit City Council member has resigned after pleading guilty to misconduct in office. Eli Newman has more on that.
Gabe Leland was indicted on felony bribery charges in 2018, but remained in office. Federal authorities alleged the District 7 councilman accepted campaign contributions in exchange for his vote of support in a property dispute. The Monroe County Prosecutor's Office filed its own related misconduct charges in 2020. Leland pleaded guilty to those allegations before a judge in the Third Circuit Court on Monday. As part of his deal with the state, Leland will avoid jail time, have his federal court case dismissed, and resigned from office. He was Detroit's only white city council member. Leland's sentencing will be in June. I'm Eli Newman.
That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for May 3rd.